had an epiphany. I was actually in Sydney at a Broadband Champions Day, because I'm actually a broadband champion for the national government. At that day, I realised that, you know, I'm in there championing broadband for regional Australia. And I realised we need everyone in Australia actually championing farming, because, you know, we've been forgotten. You know, you don't see the top of the political list being, you know, what are we going to do about farming? What I realised also is that we are an essential service. Without farming, you have no food. Without food, you die. And, you know, the government puts lots of money into essential services. But when you look at agriculture, our agriculture departments, both state and federally, have been diminishing, and there's been less and less research that's independent research by those people and directed to producing more agriculture.
And it's about everybody, is it? Not just individual farmers?
Absolutely. It's about the whole of Australia getting on board. We've got lots of people in the city and in the country on board. We've got them across Australia. In every state except Tasmania, we've got farming champions. So it's really about people talking to other people about agriculture. And, you know, that's just so important, because if we don't do it, we won't have farmers left.
And you mentioned, Mary, the debt, people leaving farming and agriculture sort of low on the political agenda. So what's been happening to cause this alarming, as you call it, state of affairs?
Well, when you look at our history, we've been getting less and less for our product. I mean, if you look at grain back in 1980, we were getting about $200 a tonne for wheat. Well, last year, that's about what we got. What's happened to our imports? They've just kept climbing, so that we just haven't got that gap in between. So we have a bad year and we're in trouble. I mean, each year we lose more farmers. I mean, on average, we've been losing 3,000 farmers a year, and I believe that's escalating. I talk to farmers every day because of our Yabby business. We've, you know, dealt with over 900 farmers across our state. And the stories really are very disturbing and very tragic. I have mothers share that they worry about their sons on the properties on their own when they're not there because of the depression. I've had farmers share their depression and their stories of depression because of, you know, the loss of ability to maintain their farms. And, you know, we actually have to say it's not poor farmers. It's poor Australia without farmers. I mean, I look at people and their wages. If we said to people, you know, you have to be on the same wages as you were in 1980, we'd be laughed out of the room. And yet we're expected to survive as farmers and become more and more efficient and produce more and more. I mean, I've talked to people in towns that have said nearly every farm in the town is on the market. Then there's others that have said, you know, 3 out of 5 farmers won't get funding for their crops next year in their towns. You know, we need to do something now. We need to get it on the political agenda.
And we do hear a lot about the importance of farming and how, you know, important food is in feeding the world. But when it comes to alarming facts about farming, as you've just been through, a lot of people tend to avoid it because it is perceived as negative. So how do you get people talking to then make the change?
Well, that's the big challenge. I do agree, because nobody wants to be seen as a whinging farmer. And that's where I'm saying we have to change the language. We have to talk about farming being an essential service. Essential services have to be paid for. We also have to start talking about the fact that we are subsidising food for other Australians and people in the world, because we're producing it below costs, or by subsidising it off-farm by off-farm employment, or diversifying our properties so that we can actually stay on farm.
So where to from here? How can things start to change?
Well, first of all, I think we have to all talk about it, and we have to share what's happening. That can be painful, but we have to link the city in. I'm delighted tomorrow I'm actually meeting with Julie Bishop. Julie is a farming champion. She agreed formally to become a farming champion, and I'm going to take some of the stories I've got and some of the problems that I see, but also some of the solutions.